What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Remember the Titan Fantasy Football League. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield, joined by the only other host yet again, Christopher Reiser.
Here I am, ladies and gentlemen. And I was on the pod last week. If everyone listened till the end, I was actually there. But our friend Brian Wolf continues to be missing in action. And it's unfortunate. He uses Thanksgiving as an excuse this time. It's a terrible excuse. Me and Chip are on here. Family be damned, we're on here. And Brian's just not committed, Chip.
Yeah, it's strong words out of somebody who just kind of like forgot last week. But yeah, I don't get any gold medals for being the stalwart of this podcast. You know what I mean? No, there's no awards at the end of the year. I don't get a de facto playoff spot. I think that would be nice. I'm gonna propose that. I think the people should vote on the best podcast host, and they should just automatically get into the playoffs every year.
Oh, a
Yeah.
little incentive to really bring it to the podcast every week.
Yeah, maybe you would come up with better weekly bits if there is something riding on the line, you know?
Why is it always me? Why am I as the inspiration for the bit? I feel like it should be somebody else.
You came up with two bits. Like, I don't know what you want. Invite a guest, bub.
No, I suggested we invite a guest, and you were like, "Oh, we just haven't re reached out to anyone."
Then
I'm like,
invite a
"Okay."
guest, bub. I don't need to also be the scheduler. Just get someone in here.
I thought you were the best podcast host, man. I thought you wanted the award.
I would just like for it to be a competition.
Oh, okay. Because we know Brian isn't going to make it a competition.
Yeah, I would like somebody to. It's just de facto me. I was just hung up the call instead of stop recording. Fuck. And now, some news from the league. Owen picked up Isaiah Likely. Waivers ran. Jeez. It's like I've never done this before in my life.
Wow, terrible.
I know. I moved my screens around again, and my windows aren't where they normally are. So I'm struggling. I'm struggling out here. Anyway, waivers ran, and Owen picked up Isaiah Likely. Brandon picked up Justin Watson. I beat out two people for the Chiefs DST. That's a good. I got some fab last week out of Allie. Oh, I forgot to include that trade. I am typing that into the thing now. And I also picked up Derek Carr for nothing. Don't mind me just typing something into the
Yep.
doc.
Now that's
After
some good podcasting right there.
you could fill in the gaps. You want to read this next part? Take after
I thought
waivers.
about it. I thought
Yeah.
about it, but I wanted to hear you.
Why don't you jump in and make it a competition for best podcast host?
Wow, okay, I've never done this before. After waivers, Tim picked up the Broncos DST. AB picked up, does that say Tim Tebow?
Yeah, it does say Tim Tebow, in fact.
Did that actually happen?
Yes.
How is that even possible? How is this dude in the league?
Yeah, he said he needed a locker room guy, so obviously he's
Oh.
trolling a little
That's actually okay. All right. I'll come back to that. And then I picked up the New England defense and special teams. Waiver of the week. Why? Oh my God. My waiver of the week. All right. I don't know if this counts because it's after waivers. I'm for sure doing Tim Tebow pick. I mean, that's freaking amazing. I'm looking at his profile right now, and it literally says Tim Tebow, not on any team. He's still wearing a Jags jersey in his picture, but there's no team. And he's owned in 0% of the leagues, and he started in 0% of the leagues.
Yeah, I wonder why.
So and his number is number zero, and he's a tight end. So I think that's an amazing pickup. I can't believe that really happened. He hasn't played since. Wow, he hasn't. When's the last time he recorded a stat? All right, this is wrong. This app. Oh, 2012? Is that right? That can't be right.
I mean, he was supposed to play tight end for the Jags with the
With
Ohio
Urban?
State, yeah, with Urban. So, I mean, maybe, honestly, the 2012 seems about right for the last time he played quarterback.
Yeah, this would have been quarterback stats. That's crazy, Chip. You realize that's over a decade ago.
Wow, that makes me feel old, Tim Tebow being irrelevant for this long.
It almost doesn't feel like it's accurate, but according to Sleeper, he hasn't recorded any stats since the 2012 season, which makes it even better. Yeah, Tim Tebow, for sure, my waiver of the week. What a pickup for AB, locker room guy. If anyone can turn around his team and his season, it's Tim Tebow.
Yeah, that's big for him. I do think he could have, would have, should have picked him up early and really turned around his season. But c'est la vie, you know? Anyway, moving on to the next thing. Tell me your waiver of the week for real. I need you to justify what you wrote down in the doc.
You're telling me Tim Tebow's not a legit waiver of the week?
It makes about as much sense as your normal picks. Yeah, actually, that's fine. You
Well,
usually pick garbage, and there it is. Yeah.
yeah. That works.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna rip you apart for saying Justin Watson, but that's fine.
No, I like Tim Tebow better.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. There was a couple of trades. Beginning of last week, right before the games, I traded Ty Chandler to Allie for Fab. He did pop off. He's like a 1 to 2 week rental, probably. Because Alexander Mattison is around, or isn't around for a couple of weeks, but is probably still the guy. So Ty Chandler popped off for 13 points, helped Allie strongly beat Chris. So hell yeah, love that. Did I send that just so that I could keep you at the same level as me? Make sure you didn't get a win last week. Yes, I did.
You actually did that so that you could submarine my chances of making the playoffs.
Yeah, kind of. I also needed Fab. I mean, that's not nothing, but yeah, I did see that Allie was going to start a running back that she shouldn't, and I did just send. I picked him up off the waivers, you know? I could use Fab. I got him for nothing. Allie could use a running back. It just really made a lot of sense. And
Okay.
also, I did take a look at all of the 4-6 teams last week and tried to see what kind of meddling I could do. And that one was the most obvious one. So, yeah. Yeah, and it worked. So.
Wow, this is betrayal of the biggest proportion.
It's you say betrayal, I say gamesmanship.
All right then.
So anyway, Brandon and I traded this week. I traded him Brian Robinson, who is the RB4. He's been pretty freaking good this year. He traded me Derrick Henry, who's been a massive disappointment. Wolfie was encouraging Brandon to trade Derrick Henry. I know you didn't listen to the pod last week, so who's encouraging Brandon to trade Derrick Henry on name value? So I thought I'd step in and see. Really just kind of honestly gambled the end of my season on Derrick Henry, basically. Yeah. What do you
Why would
let's hear something. What do you think?
No, I mean, I was surprised before we started when I saw that Brian Robinson was the number four running back in the league. Now, you're right, he hasn't hit his bye week yet, and what a crazy bye week. A week 14 bye week
It's
is
late,
kind
man.
of unreal. It's kind
Yeah.
of unreal.
Yeah, that's one of the things I appreciate about trading with Brandon is I sent him this offer and he just sends me like, "What's the angle, bub? Like, I'm sort of interested, but like tell me what you're thinking." And I kind of laid it out like, you know, Brian Robinson's been great. He's kind of in a timeshare, but not really because the other guy kind of sucks. Antonio Gibson's a nothing. But he has a week 14 bye and kind of a tough schedule. Not super tough, but like kind of tough. So I wanted somebody with a lot of upside, and I think Derrick Henry has a cake schedule coming up. On kind of a bad offense, don't get me wrong, but it's not like the Manders are a good offense, so yeah.
Okay, so I still think that I still don't think you got the best part of this deal. I think Brandon might have I don't know if swindle's the right word, but I think he got the better part of the deal just because Derrick Henry is old, the offense is bad. Brian Robinson like survived multiple gunshots. So Chip, I think you gave away. We're talking about a locker teammate. Brian Robinson's the best guy you had, and you gave him away.
I don't know what a locker teammate is, but locker room guy, I will be sad to see Brian go in the locker room. He only got shot once, I believe, in the thigh. But
Are you sure about that?
no, you said multiple gunshots pretty confidently. I'm pretty sure it's just the one. But yeah, I don't know. He has been doing good. I also traded for him at one point, I believe. I think he was Wolfie's guy for a while. So I haven't benefited like a crazy amount from Brian Robinson, but I did have one of his blow up games. So I don't know. I think he's good. He was kind of a Aaron Jones got hurt and will be out for probably multiple weeks. Brian Robinson was like a third piece for me that could have been a 1-2 piece. But Derrick Henry's definitely a one piece. I don't know. I don't know. It's just how I thought about these players, you know? I'm glad to hear that you think that Brandon got the better end of the deal, because I think trades that aren't super obvious, like who won is like those are the good trades. You know?
Yeah, I think overall it was relatively even. And to set the record straight for the thousands of people that listen to our podcast, Brian Robinson
Okay.
was shot twice.
Shot twice, really?
Twice.
It was like a carjacking. That's crazy that he was shot twice.
Yeah.
And they love
Yeah,
him
what a good.
there. The staff, the locker room. He really is a locker room guy. People love him there.
Yeah. But I guess you're trying to make a late push and make whatever moves you can before the trade deadline. So I guess good on you.
Yeah, I'm doing what I can. Trying to make a couple more trades. But that does bring us to a little bit of housekeeping that Wolfie would want done. Everyone listening, this week is the trade deadline. The app says it in a couple of places, but if you didn't know, now you know. And if you're going to make a trade, make it happen.
Make it happen.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Chris, you have any dumb shit to say for the way out?
Less so dumb shit and more so just happy Thanksgiving to everyone. If you're traveling to see family or friends, or maybe they're traveling to see you. Safe travels, and hope everyone enjoys the turkey, enjoys all the food, enjoys football. Should be a great weekend. Just enjoy the company of those around you. And yeah, you're ready for another week of fantasy football. What about you, Chip?
Wow, that was nice and heartfelt. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I always like Thanksgiving. It's pretty low key. Usually go to Paulo's, watch a little bit of football on her big ass TV with Bob, Uncle Bob. So it's good
Yeah.
stuff. Can't wait.
All right, sounds good.